Pete Magishik looks out upon Spur Lake and thinks about what used to be.
The lake was full. Rice bed was full all the way around.
Wild rice used to grow thick on the 113-acre undeveloped lake in eastern Oneida County. It grew tall, too.
You could come out here and you see people harvesting wild rice. A lot of them you couldn't even see because the wild rice was so high.
Magishik, a Sakagan Chippewa tribal member and former rice chief, is 80 now. He figures he first harvested rice on Spur Lake at age 7.
This is one we'd come to first. First one we'd come to.
Why?
Because we'd camp here, because this one would ripen first. The rice bed would ripen first.
Magishik says 100 people from the reservation in Mole Lake would be shuttled to Spur Lake in their old Ford Model A's, camping on the shoreline and harvesting wild rice, the resource with a sacred place in their culture. But by the 1990s and 2000s, the wild rice started to disappear until it was gone altogether.
Was that sad for you?
Yeah, because we couldn't come here and camp no more. We couldn't harvest here no more.
Now, the DNR and a group of partners are trying to bring back what was lost.
We're in the middle of a wetland on Twin Lakes Creek, which flows out of Spur Lake. And we're trying to improve water flow in the channel.
Carly Lapin is a DNR regional ecologist. Hip deep in water, she throws a Y-shaped tool into the narrow stream and pulls it toward her as the sharp blades on the tool cut through plants.
You must feel like you're threshing wheat with that thing.
Yeah, and also trying not to cut my leg off. Yeah.
The reason wild rice isn't growing on Spur Lake upstream, Lapin says, is the water level has gotten too high.
Well, rice ideally needs about 3 feet of water or less.
Her team is trying to clear excess vegetation like lily pads and pickerel weed from Twin Lakes Creek below the lake. Hopefully, that will get the stream moving better and lower lake levels.
Right, it's an experiment. Exactly.
Lapin's experiment has no certain results.
We're trying whatever we can think of to try and get the water levels to go down. But we don't know if this project will be successful or not.
It might work, it might not. But it's worth the effort, Lapin thinks, to attempt to revitalize historic wild rice lakes. The Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission estimates about half of the wild rice that once grew in Wisconsin is now gone.
Well, you know, this is one of the only places in the world where it occurs. And so I think it's just an important opportunity. And it has a lot of significance for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. So I think that's why it's important and worth the effort.
Legacy is one of the reasons to care about wild rice on Spur Lake. Pete Magishik III is the son of the other Pete Magishik, and he's now a rice chief for the Sakagan Chippewa. He's heard the stories of the Ford Model A caravans, the camping, and the harvest on Spur Lake. The lake even drew other Ojibwe tribal members from places like Lac Vieux d'Azere and Lac du Flambeau.
You know, tribal people would come from all over, and now that we don't have as many places to pick rice, those people aren't coming.
The younger Magishik regrets that so many lakes are at risk of being only wild rice memories.
It's sad that I'm not picking rice out here. By not having these lakes, we're not taking our children and nieces and nephews to these lakes. All we're doing is talking about where we used to pick rice.
Maybe the work on Twin Lakes Creek will be effective. Maybe the water level on Spur Lake will go down. Maybe the wild rice will take hold again. Nothing would make Pete Magishik III happier for his family, his culture, and his legacy.
This one I want to see. This has got... it's got my heart.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer in Oneida County.